Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Daily. I'm your host, Sturch Gooch, attending to a personal matter right now. I was not supposed to rejoin the podcast until next week from my home studio, but here we are live from the Flipping Maid Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. I am celebrating the birth of my son. Miles is here. He is actually in attendance right now, live in studio for the first time. And I'm happy to be joined by Miles. How are we doing? Good. Great. He's doing great. So yeah, Gooch is not here today. He is attending to a personal matter himself. Life happens. Look, I'm here. I got the bracelet to prove it. So I hope everybody's doing well out there. It is Thursday, November the 4th, 2021. And of course, there is a lot going on in the sports world. Gooch covered it dramatically yesterday, obviously, with the Henry Ruggs stuff and, you know, him getting cut. And obviously, then we have, you know, we have a football game tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The Jets are returning with the legend that is Mike White. He'll be joining the New York Jets to start a football game tonight against the Indianapolis Colts. We'll get into those picks in a minute. Gooch already sent me his pick, so we know where we're going from there. As far as recent news, yesterday, very dead day in sports, except for the Knicks being awful and they lost again. I encourage people, and this is especially directed at the gamblers out there. If you are a gambler and a Knicks fan, and I'm talking to one Miss Pick Bish out there, stop betting on the Knicks because it takes the fanhood out of it. That's why I never bet on the Cowboys, because I truly would probably lose my mind if I bet on the Cowboys. If I lost money and they lost a football game, I don't know how I would handle myself. So stop doing that. So the Knicks lost. That stinks. Obviously, tonight we'll get into the Jets and Colts. And like I said in the pre-show of this, there's a chance that I might have to dip out of here literally on the fly. I got my son with a feeding right now. He's also, you know, in line to get a couple things done. So there could be a couple of doctors who have been in and out of here the last couple of nights because, you know, that's what they like to do. They like to interrupt. As soon as you fall asleep, they like to, hello, I'm here. So we got a lot of that going on around here. But great place. And I'm very happy. And like I said, I wasn't supposed to rejoin the podcast until next week, but life gets in the way. Things happen. It is what it is. There's one piece of thing I wanted to talk about, and that's OBJ. That's Odell Beckham Jr. The stuff that's going on with him right now, him leaving the team or being asked to stay home. Obviously, there is a end game there. There's going to be something catastrophic that happens with you know, Beckham, and I think he gets cut. I think he gets ultimately released. And I think I agree with Gooch. I think if Beckham gets cut, he actually said, it's funny, Gooch yesterday said that when Deshaun Jackson gets cut, he'll wind up a Raider. I think if OBJ gets cut, he gets to go to Las Vegas. And what better way? I mean, like who better can take on Las Vegas than Odell Beckham Jr. because he's so stable and he's so such a good teammate, you know. So these things don't happen with OBJ, which is so weird, you know. It's so odd, and I hope you can feel my sarcasm coming through because it's a little ridiculous that the fact that like we're going through this again with Beckham. I think it's atrocious. I mean, why can't this guy ever just play football? You know, it's always something. His father this time showing a video about him being wide open and this, that, and the third. I'm like, you have to be kidding at this point. You know, like this is a little bit of a joke at this point. Family shouldn't get involved in your sports play unless you're Archie Manning crying about Eli being drafted by the Chargers once upon a time. But I think that is just a little ridiculous for OBJ. If he does get cut, I hope he doesn't clear waivers. I hope he does not clear waivers. I hope the Jaguars say, yeah, we want him. And then they just scoop him up or something like that. So obviously there's been a lot of news going on with OBJ. And I think that there's just typically just when it comes to him, he's a diva and we don't want to talk about him anymore because it's just that crazy. And he's just, I don't know, he's just annoying at this point. The Browns would probably be better off without him. Baker Mayfield's stats without him, obviously way better without him because, I mean, he's not focusing on shoving the ball down his throat. So I think that actually works out for him for Baker Mayfield, and I think it works out for Cleveland. So we'll see about that. And obviously we have to move on to, you know, our baseball's over. If you want, here's a couple plugs for the podcasts that are out there right now, dropping today, Till Mets Do Us Part, that dropped today, Till I'm Your Football Team with Keith Ernst, that dropped today as well. So be sure to check out those podcasts. Be sure to also check out all of the other podcasts. As I dropped a link today within the Chop Sports group, what you could do is you can actually go and click on each one of those links and subscribe to all the podcasts. We're moving, charging forward towards 50,000 downloads before the end of the year. That's my goal. That's all I want for this network, is to keep growing. And that's when the sponsors come in, and that's when everything. And we do have a couple other big things happening within the network, within the company, because, you know, as we grow, we, you know, kind of outkick our coverage. We started in this tiny little office, and then we moved on to a bigger office, and then we moved on to two offices, and then we take over the whole suite. And now we're actually going to have people moving in that we're, that we can jive with, that we can kind of get along with, that we can work with. One guy being Joe Pizzamenti of Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. He's going to be coming in, and he's going to help us out with his company. He's got a big consulting firm. He's got his hand in literally everything. So be sure to hit up Joe for all your needs. Like I said, go check out his website. He's a good dude. Also, obviously, The Sauce, somebody that we've been working heavily with over the last couple years. Listen to me. I'm rambling here trying to fit everything into one, like, 15-minute podcast here. But anyway, The Sauce, Kyle Kerms, AJ's over there, our producer. So maybe we'll be seeing AJ again. Who knows? That'd be cool. That'd be great. He's welcomed. I already told him that. To produce this show, because if AJ was around right now, maybe he can run the show right now by himself. I'd be like, dude, just take off, you know? But the pick bish, Dina, will be in taking over the corner suite in our office. So we got a lot of cool things happening right now, starting in December. Just a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So anyway, into the game tonight, before I wrap this up, I know it's not going to be your typical long 45-minute to an hour podcast, but I don't have that time, especially today. You know, we're just hanging out, and I'm watching, watching a lot of cool things with my son over the last couple of days. I got to go home last night, see my daughter. That was cool. She was excited to see me, and so life is changing rapidly right now for myself and Gooch.
What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I'm here to let you guys know about some new happenings with Joe Pizzamenti of Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. This time around, I want to bring you guys up to speed on some of the amazing health and wellness products. These products focus on providing happiness for people, bringing out the four happy hormones in our body. That right away makes me happy. These products aid weight loss, sleep, mental clarity, and energy, just to name a few. They have even created your morning coffee to get your day started off right. That's not all, guys. Joe is in a giving mood. So now, if you mention Chop Sports, he's going to provide you with a free discounted private travel website that you can use to book your travel needs. Even better, if you become a customer of Joe's, he's going to give you guys a travel voucher that you can use for up to a year and are only responsible for airfare and taxes. Visit attitudeofgratitudellc.com for more information.
And thank you, Scoop, for chiming in. Don't bet against Hall of Famer Mike White. So we'll get into the game right now. And we're just going to start it off with the fact that it's a 10.5-point spread. Huge, huge spread right now. The Colts have no business being 10.5-point favorites over the New York Football Jets. No business. I don't believe in that at all. Me and Gooch are indifferent right now. Me and Gooch are definitely not picking the same teams. I'll start off with his pick. He's taking the Colts. He's taking Carson Wentz and the Colts to beat up on the New York Jets. I believe in a little thing called momentum. I know some people don't understand it or believe it or think it's just a mindset or whatever the case, but I'm going with the New York Jets, at least to cover this number. It's a big number for me. I think Mike White is going to ride this high. I mean, listen, he's no Cooper Rush, but he is Mike White. He is a former Cowboy, so he's got Cowboy blood in him. So that's why I think he gets it done. I think he gets it done. I think the Jets could possibly win outright tonight. Honestly, I mean, this is crazy. And yes, Dina chiming in. Wentz is a trash bag. Absolutely. Did you see some of those passes last week? A lot of people are saying, like, oh, you know, he's playing a really good football, and you know, there's passes in there that he's never made with Philly. There's also passes in here that any professional quarterback isn't supposed to make, and he's doing it. So, which is ridiculous. It's absolutely atrocious. Carson Wentz is still trash. I thought a new change of scenery would help him out. He's got some cool weapons over there. Michael Pittman Jr. is going to come into the world as one of those really, really good receivers down the line. But I don't know if Wentz is going to be the one to drag it out of him, to be honest with you. Obviously, Wentz is going to be there for the long term until Frank Reich decides to either A, get fired and somebody wants to move on, or B, you know, I don't know, somebody else. But Carson Wentz is not the answer. And I think the Jets get it done tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I think the Jets, off their big win, In which, you know, they really crushed it. They actually crushed it. And I was proud to know Jets fans, and I'm proud of the Jets fans. I had family over that was watching a Jets game as a Jets fan. They were excited when it all happened. They're not used to this stuff. They're not used to being in the headlines in a positive light. So shout out to the Jets fans who get to, you know, even with their piss poor record right now, you know, they get to enjoy this, you know, and then the legend of Mike White could possibly grow. Jets game on at the hospital scoop. Yes, the Jets game will be on tonight, either on my phone or on this atrocious TV. I never understood that. You go to these hospitals, and I think that, you know, obviously they're you're not supposed to be bumping music or bumping the TV, but like the fact that like the volume comes out of the remote is kind of ridiculous. Because if I'm halfway across the room, how am I supposed to hear anything? We jacked that thing up last night. I was watching King of Queens before bed, you know, so I probably watched the game on my phone, where it's like right in front of my face instead of like trying to strain my eyes and look, you know, deep into the other coordinates of this locker room of this hospital room. But it's been an experience this week, man. Let me tell you, it's been a lot of fun. The baby is in very, very good health. I'm very, very excited. But like I said, life is going to be changing. Chop Sports is going to be taking on some new roommates. It's going to be fun. A lot of cool things happening. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights have a couple big games at the end of the month that we're hoping to try to get something together for, as they go for a bowl bid. You know, there's just a lot of, you know, I know baseball just ended, but as the spring comes, spring's going to come before you know it. Winter's going to come fly by, you know, we'll have those tailgates ready for Yankee Stadium and just, you know, we're just going to have a lot of fun. We said we wanted to do it last year, and now we're in a position to do it. Me and Gooch are still at the helm. We are, you know, like I said last week, we're in contact with Stockton University and Ramapo University for potential interns. But if you know anybody, obviously, if you guys are listening out there and you know somebody that wants to get into the world of sports media and be our broadcast intern, our production intern, help us out with the daily show every day, that'd be great. Scoop, now that Chris is not going into the studio, as a matter of fact, as you watch this live and as we record this podcast, chances are. You won't be recording your podcast tonight. So we're going to have to delay that, or we'll figure that out. But the cross court cast will be dropping very soon. It's going to be a basketball podcast. We have to have it. We had a basketball podcast for a heartbeat. Our boy James Rube was killing it for a second. Then, you know, again, life gets in the way. Things happen. But yeah, new podcast coming. Facebook user from Mark. Congrats on the new addition to the family. Aaron Rodgers out for me, so I have no choice but to play Carson Wentz. Dude, there's got to be somebody out there. Go play Jordan Love. Nobody picked up Jordan Love. Go pick up Jordan Love. You've seen it's been a week worth of backup quarterbacks throwing for thousands and thousands of yards. Go pick up Jordan Love and let him do work against that piss poor Kansas City defense. Danny Dimes, if he was competent, he could have got it done the other night. I wasn't rooting for it by any stretch, but Jesus Christ, you know, my God. I don't know if Gooch touched on the Eli and Peyton Manning broadcast. But it was, again, if you want to learn more about football, just watch Peyton Manning do this a bunch of times where he's like, you got to bring in the safety. You got to bring in this, you got to bring in that. And I'm just like, this is great. This is so much fun to watch a football game with Peyton Manning and Eli. Eli's got some dry humor. I love it. A lot of fun. Darnold or Wentz for me, another week of Darnold. Yeah, absolutely. Start Sam Darnold. He might be able to chance to run for one. Did somebody pick up Mike White? Go pick up Mike White. You know, what the hell? Why not ride it? If you're tossing in between two trash quarterbacks, why don't you go pick up Jordan Love or pick up, you know, Mike White? I'm not the fantasy guru, right? I'm not Gooch. I'm not AJ. I'm not these guys who excel at fantasy football. But if I had to take a look right now in my head, I'm 5-3, 4-4, and 4-4. So I'm not bad either. I'm like the Dallas Cowboys of fantasy football, right around 500. So except for this year. Darnold has a concussion. Okay, so that's right. So is he out, though? I don't know if he's ruled out. So you might want to monitor that, but you have no choice if you're going to go Carson Wentz because then your quarterback's toast. I wouldn't do that, though. I would not start Carson Wentz tonight. The Jets are flying high. They're going to pick him off twice. It's going to be great. It's going to be glorious. I love watching the Jets win. I know Jimmy Palumbo is going to love that line. He thinks, you know, my kid's going to be a Jets fan, which is the worst hidden myth of all time, because it is not even going to be close. Like, not even close. I mean, I named my son after Monmouth University superstar wide receiver Miles Austin, who played for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm kidding when I say that, but not really. So anyway, I'm picking the Jets tonight. Gooch is picking the Colts tonight. It's up to you guys where you want to ride your money. But if you are going to ride your money, betmgm.com, you have to, well, actually go to chopsportsmedia.com, click on Jamie Foxx, drop a deposit. And of course, I can't check that here. I can't check the BetMGM here, believe it or not, because they're on a guest Wi-Fi, and apparently they don't want anything being stolen here. So I guess I can't make any bets tonight. So if anybody wants to make a bet for me, I promise you I'll pay you back. And when I say that, I'm more than likely not going to pay you back. So anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I know it's a quick podcast today. We want to keep it consistent. We want to keep making sure that the stream stays hot and stream everything stays relative. And as soon as Gooch said, "Hey, listen, I'm not going to be able to do it," he kind of looked around and I said, "Well, I guess I'm going to have to do this from here." But listen, got to get things done. I mean, I haven't slept in a couple of days. The chair that I'm sitting on right now is my bed for the last couple of nights. So it's been fun. So anyway, I'll be back in my home studio probably next week joining Gooch for the podcast. If he's okay, which I believe he should be, Gooch will be back here tomorrow, I believe, with the sauce. That's the last I heard. Kyle was going to come in and sit in the power chair known as mine to talk NFL picks, because if you're going to listen to anybody, listen to the guy that, you know, literally 1000% makes a living off of making bets. So I wish I was that guy. I do, but I'm not. I just never did enough research. And, you know, lo and behold, this kid's making a career out of it. And lo and behold, he's going to be 6 feet from us because he's going to be sharing some space. So that's pretty cool. If he ever wants to leave the house, that is. So we'll see. But anyway, with that being said, go check out all the podcasts on the network. A couple new podcasts dropped today. We appreciate you guys. Go buy some hoodies. It is hoodie weather. There is a hoodie on the website. Two or three different colors. I got the black one. I'm going to buy the blue one next week because I think it's really a nice color. And they're literally the most comfortable hoodies you'll ever. Money back guarantee. Honestly, if you get it and you pay for it and you don't like it, I'll pay you back. Again, lying. Won't pay you back. I got to buy diapers now. So that's not going to be a thing. Not that I wasn't buying diapers before, because now you just get more crowded at the house. But yeah, so go support the network, go buy some merchandise. I really appreciate you guys tuning in today. I know a couple of you guys joined in and joined up. I appreciate that as well. Do me a favor, share the podcast, like the podcast, hit the little plus sign on the iTunes, because that will ensure that you get a download every day and you'll get a little notification saying, "Hey, new podcast." So do that for me, do that for the network. We really appreciate you. So for Gooch, Sturch, Miles, who's over there, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we will see you guys tomorrow on a football feel-good Friday. God help us if it's not a feel-good Friday. We need it. We need it bad. So take care, everybody. God bless, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.